in this bulletin. The Australian government hopes to improve bilateral relations with China as tensions deepen over an altered image of a soldier. New South Wales ends its run of COVID-19 free days. And in cricket, English batsman Johnny Bairstow ruled out of the Big Bash League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he hopes bilateral relations can be repaired with China as the diplomatic row deepens over a fake image tweeted by a Chinese government official. China has rejected calls from Mr. Morrison for an apology after China's foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian tweeted an altered image of an Australian soldier holding a knife to the throat of an Afghan child, a reference to the findings on alleged war crimes committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. A message posted on WeChat by the Prime Minister criticising the tweeted image and praising Australia's Chinese community has now been blocked, with a message saying the content cannot be viewed because it violates regulations, including distorting historical events and confusing the public. Mr. Morrison says WeChat's actions are disappointing and he wants to see bilateral relations with China improved.
What I have control over is what Australia's objective is, and our objective is to have a happy coexistence, one that has a mutually beneficial relationship, which can and has been and can be again achieved through our comprehensive strategic partnership. That, I believe, will lead to greater stability in the region, it'll lead to greater prosperity in China and in Australia mutually, and I think that's in both of our interests.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state will push ahead with the further easing of COVID-19 restrictions next week, despite recording a new case. Urgent genomic testing is underway to determine how the woman, who worked at two Sydney hotels, one of which is a quarantine facility, contracted coronavirus. Anyone who worked with her or caught the same train between Minto and Sydney and the light rail service to Darling Harbour is being asked to get tested and isolate until they hear from health authorities. Ms. Berejiklian says the situation is very serious, but it's being managed.
To date, we've done reasonably well. We've done very well, but the risk is always there, and I don't want to understate that risk. And I also don't want to underestimate the fact that it's an evolving situation. But from the advice we have, from the information we have to date, we are confident that at this stage we can still proceed with everything as we'd announced.
Meanwhile, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says the decision to open his state's borders to travellers from New South Wales will be reviewed. Earlier this week, Mr. McGowan announced WA's border with New South Wales and Victoria would reopen on December the 8th as long as there wasn't another outbreak. He says his government will make a decision on the reopening in the coming days. Victoria has continued its COVID-19 free streak, recording its 34th day in a row without any new infections. It comes as construction begins on an aged care facility in Melbourne's east that will feature a so-called pandemic mode ventilation and air conditioning system, which will contain the spread of infectious airborne particles. The 120-bed facility in Wantirna will cater to people with dementia and mobility difficulties. Ageing Minister Luke Dunellan says it will be the first publicly run aged care facility with the new ventilation technology, although plans are underway to retrofit existing nursing homes.
And that's all part of, you know, ensuring that in many ways, whether it be coronavirus or influenza or other types of diseases, that we can actually lock down certain areas and actually ensure that we don't have fine particles moving from one space to another and infecting people.
Almost 2,000 residents of privately run aged care facilities contracted COVID-19 during Victoria's second wave, and 655 died. To cricket, Englishman Johnny Bairstow has been ruled out of the Big Bash League, with Melbourne Stars signing West Indian Andre Fletcher as his replacement. Bairstow had been set to join Melbourne after Christmas, but has been recalled into England's test squad for a two-match series against Sri Lanka in January. Fletcher is expected to be available in late January for the Stars, more than a month after the side's BBL season begins. Stars coach David Hussey says he's disappointed Bairstow won't be able to play for the club this season, but is looking forward to the power Fletcher will bring to the top of the batting order. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, sunny, 33. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 23. Hobart, a morning shower or two, 20. Canberra, sunny, 28. Wollongong much the same, 26. Sydney mostly sunny, 28. Newcastle a possible shower, 29. Brisbane partly cloudy, 32. Cairns a morning shower or two, also 32. And Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.